This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Started with some good news in this hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. That's good news. I'm here. Good news, Jennifer Horn is here. Good news, Victoria Keelan is here. Good news, Kara Schiller. All this good news, good news. The best news is, though, that you are here to listen to us discuss items that you will rattle around in your head. This is undisposable information. Is that a good word? Is that a word?
Indisposable?
Indisposable. That, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's in, un, or non. Non-disposable. I like that, too. Jennifer, what do we have that will not be disposable? People will be talking about this all day.
We still have a government shutdown.
No!
Not only will they be
really?
Talking about it all day, but probably right. for the weekend, too. Yeah, the Senate took up two bills yesterday. The first was the one backed by Republicans and President Trump that had funding for the border wall. It had some funding for the migrants who are coming here from Central America. Special funding for kids. It's humanitarian. I guess they would call it a priority process to help with their migration or their asylum seeking into this country. It also would provide 3 years of protections to the Dreamers. Well, that went down in defeat, although it had one Democratic defector, Joe Manchin, who voted for it. Then on the other side of the aisle, Chuck Schumer just had a clean spending resolution bill, basically, that would have just reopened the government until February the 8th. I don't know why it would have closed again on February the 8th, but it would have at least gotten some people paychecks and gotten some people back to work, at least temporarily. A couple of Republicans voted for that, including Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, and that still failed. So both of those proposals didn't look so good, although there was a glimmer of hope, because what that bill did is, or what those two bills did, is it got Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, the minority and majority leaders of the Senate, talking behind closed doors for several hours yesterday. So maybe a glimmer of hope that at least they're talking, because before no one was saying anything. So now it seems that maybe this kind of planted the seed so that they know where they need to negotiate to get things done. The president all day yesterday was saying, look, we'll all negotiate on this. Give me a down payment for the wall. Nancy Pelosi, for her part, has said, nope, not giving you anything. She says she's supposed to reveal, or it's said that she's going to reveal her own plan, I think, on what, day 35, finally today. That'll be revealed at a press conference. And so that's where we sit. If the Senate is able to work something out, it puts tremendous pressure on House Democrats to do something. So there are a couple of lines of hope. One, maybe Nancy Pelosi will have some great plan to reveal today. And two, at least the senators are talking, because if they can get something going, maybe that starts to pressure some of the Democrats in the House, who are already starting to tell Nancy Pelosi, look, we want to get out of this as quickly as possible. At day 35, this is not doing anybody any favors at this point. And I think both sides are going to be forced to have to come to some concession at some point. We'll see if that happens.
Who said it might last until April? The shutdown, the government shutdown. Where'd that come from?
A lot of people are speculating because of the taxes. That's why it's become, why April has been so suspect, because the IRS is partially impacted by this. And the refund checks for the people who are filing their tax returns are being slowed down because of it. So that's why April's being tossed around. I actually think, and I feel like my gut feeling a long time ago, I was told, oh, it'll be over. And that was 2 weeks ago. I said, no, it's going to be another 2 weeks. I have a feeling it's going to be next week that something will happen. I just don't think it sustains much longer than that.
All right.
You mess with people's refunds, then you really are going to get,
yeah, you're messing
you're
with
really
like
going to get some
messing
protests.
With Social Security, the third
yep.
rail.
Yeah.
So the National Transportation Safety Board says it can't investigate a lot of crashes because employees there have been sent home. And they say that could be detrimental to helping prevent future crashes. Agency says investigations into 87 different cases around the country. There was an auto crash, a plane crash, marine, rail crashes. All of them put on hold for at least 30 days. One of the jobs is to issue safety recommendations at the NTSB aimed at preventing more crashes. Spokesperson says not being able to investigate during the shutdown means the agency is losing important evidence that could be used to save countless lives. I think it might be a little bit of an exaggeration. There certainly is very little new under the sun when it comes to crashes. People drink too much, do other things. Cars have breakdowns, things, wheels fall off. The weather's bad.
Let's hope that there isn't a major airplane incident or accident, because there isn't. They don't really have the resources for any of that to investigate that. They're still.
I'm
not holding that thought, Doug. I'm saying let's hope that that doesn't happen. So they're still trying to investigate the Lion Air plane crash, but they have such limited resources right now.
Why is that up to us? That was in Europe. Why are we investigating the Lion Air crash? Unless it's because it was an American-built plane. Why is that up to us?
I don't know. We are. That's just
European agency. European Union has the same sort of thing as the NTSB. What we have here, they have there. So I mean, I'm not nitpicking here. There are a lot of things that aren't working, that don't work, and there are some things that create danger, create havoc. There are some things that are easily done without and other things that are not done without. We have become in this modern age very dependent, and this sort of thing shows how dependent we are on government. Not that this particular circumstance isn't the government's job, because it is. But I think there are a lot of other, I don't know, it seems to me we've found exaggerations, and again, I'm not talking about this, but just in general, there have been so many exaggerations of things that haven't been done or aren't being done or used to having done. And it's sobering, actually, through this to see how really dependent we have become on big government. Again, this specific instance is a credible way of looking at the detrimental effects of this because, yeah, we ought to be investigating crashes. It's one example. There's so many others. And I feel like we need to get grounded sometimes. Yeah, excuse me.
Well, I was reading something yesterday about some of the furloughed workers from the EPA who are in charge of the clean water, and they're in charge of monitoring when oil and oil rigs are digging. There's some process that I don't understand of, I guess, wherever they extract oil from, there are people who have to make sure that that doesn't encroach on the drinking water of the local communities. So wherever there's a pipeline or whatever, none of those people are working right now, so there are there's no oversight. And this one woman who works for the EPA who is in charge of giving out permits for drilling and things like that, she said that that we could have another Flint, Michigan, because a lot of those problems were actually attributed to a lack of oversight from the EPA. So we've got like drinking water that we don't think about. There's so many things that we just take for granted that government does for us sort of behind the scenes on a daily basis. And until all that stuff comes to a screeching halt, we really don't hear about it.
Well, we have a lot of things that government allows and the politics of all of this stuff. I think that these people, I don't know whether the interesting thing you just said, the returns from the IRS, whether the third rail here is being now electrified, and whether the people of the country are thinking, all right, this has gone too far. The whole thing confuses me, because I don't understand how adults who have the best interests of their constituents at hand are playing this game. Because I can't find anybody, can't see any stories, I haven't heard anything that brings me to think that any of these people are acting on behalf of their constituents. Unless you consider a certain group, the anti-immigration people. Okay, that's a constituency, I guess.
Resist group. and the border movement. I think they think that that's exactly what they're doing. I just am disturbed. And I guess it just is a reminder of how politics is played. And when you hear the stories, and I think we talked about it yesterday, Representative Dan Crenshaw says, and I made big news yesterday because they voted again. They took up bills in the House to give government workers their paychecks while they figured this out. And all the and Democrats, all but six last week voted no, and all but 13 voted no. How is that possible? Why? Why? If
because
you're really concerned
politics.
About the government
worker.
What
else
worker,
was in the bill, though?
Nothing. It was a clean bill to give paycheck, the first paycheck. It wasn't to restore payment, but it was the first paycheck back to the government worker to provide them with relief. Why not vote for that? I just don't understand it.
Because you don't
because
have your
it's
constituents.
It's all about posturing.
It's all about politics and posture. You're right.
16 past the hour, DJV time. This is the time when we all need to. A lot of people are eating because they're nervous and they're filling themselves up. A lot of folks are their stomachs are upset, feeling the pain. That's what. That's really what this is about. There's pain. There's emotional pain. There's physical pain, there's spiritual pain attached to this for a lot of people. So how about we settle everything, we calm everybody down, let's have a cup together. Let's remember when Obama had that beer thing with the people at the White House, the professor from Boston, and I forget who the
beer summit.
The policeman. Yeah, the beer summit. So how about we have a tea summit? What do you think of that? We'll serve life-change tea to everybody, so maybe some of these bozos that we're talking about, they'll have their life changed by drinking a cup of life-change tea. Maybe part of the problem here is, and I'm not being facetious, a little bit silly maybe, but a lot of these people, they're angry because they're upset, and they're upset because their bodies aren't working properly because they just have an unhealthy colon. That's the problem. People in government, people in politics, they have an unhealthy colon. They need to clean it out. They do that with Life Change Tea, which maintains health, physical well-being, cleanses your body from those horrible the intruders. Take a look at some of those parasites. Man, you don't want those in your body. There are pictures of them at GetTheTea.com. The tea can't be found on the shelf in a store anywhere because of the strength of the herbs. The tea bags are something that you need to brew and enjoy in a month or two. And that's why when you get on this thing, you're going to stay on it. So good for you. Please, if you are got a little extra gas here, a little extra gas there, you'll want to make this tea a part of your life. That's what they call life change tea. Get it and clean out, reduce constipation, clean out your gut, maintain great digestion. All of the illnesses that are going to affect your body start in your gut. So clean it out with this organic, all-natural, life-changing tea. Life-change tea, all made in the USA. The teas are grown in the USA. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code, and they'll ship it to you free. Life-change tea. Get it now at GetTheTea.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
A
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12619, see associate for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And change at the hour now on the music portion of the DJV program with Jen and Victoria and Kara and Doug enjoying the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Actually, the second round of performers for the upcoming Grammy Awards announced yesterday, topping the roster. What the Recording Academy promised will be a slam dunk, unforgettable Grammy moment. When Grammy winners Red Hot Chili Peppers join Post Malone on the stage at the Staples Center in L.A. for the show. It's scheduled for February the 10th on CBS at 8 p.m. In addition to, let's see, who we've already talked about, Alicia Keys' hosted broadcast will feature performances from H.E.R., Miley Cyrus, and Brandi Carlile. They join the already announced list of performers, Camilo Cabello, Cardi B, Dan and Shay, Shawn Mendes, Janelle Monáe, Post Malone, Casey Musgraves. Be the first Grammy performance for Brandi Carlile, who's up for 6 awards, including Record and Song of the Year for The Joke, Album of the Year, and Best Americana Album, By the Way, I Forgive You, and Best American Roots Performance, the song The Joke. It's also H.E.R.'s Grammy performance
it's
debut.
It's her, by the way. Just ignore the dots in the middle.
Why do they have the dots? I don't know.
It's stylized.
So who are these people? Tell me about H.E.R.
She's just an R&B singer. She's had
a
lot
of... woman?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Okay.
It's a her. She's,
it's a her?
Yeah, she's an R&B singer. She's had a lot of hits this year. I like her. She's got a very pretty voice.
Nice. Okay. All right, so that's the lineup as announced for the 61st Grammy Award Show. Something for everybody? I don't know. Is there something in this for me? Who am I gonna enjoy watching if I watch the Grammys? Or is this all for everybody under 40?
It's not for you.
No.
I don't even know if it's for me anymore.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anything under 40. So speaking of the Grammy, well, this is for me. Dolly is Music Care's Person of the Year this year. And in celebration of that, the Recording Academy, the Grammy Museum, honoring Dolly with the Diamond in a Rhinestone World Costumes of Dolly Parton exhibit, sort of a retrospective on her impressive career and some of her fashion. What do the ladies think of Dolly's fashion?
Oh, I'd love to see this.
fun. Yeah. I just think everything about Dolly's fun.
She's fun. Yeah. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what does this display have? That's the first exhibit Parton has had in the U.S. outside of her Tennessee theme park. You remember the story of Dollywood. I've never been. You know, anybody know anybody who's been to Dollywood?
I know somebody who went to Dollywood. Yeah. I got a mug from Dollywood from my friend, though, and they loved it. They had a great time. They said it was very cute. The amusement park, I guess, is pretty good. They have some legit rides, and, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
And where? How hard is it to get to from any major area?
It's in the Smoky Mountains, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is.
My friends live in Nashville, and they're the ones who went, so maybe it's a day trip?
Yeah. Okay. She's contributed a few items before to the CMA Hall of Fame. That was when she was inducted into that organization. She said, quote, I probably have thousands of dresses from over the years. I had a hard time letting go of some of my favorites, but I'm excited for them to be included in this exhibit. I can't wait to see them on display at the Grammy Museum. How often do you see stars, whether it's on the red carpet or wherever it might be, wearing the same outfit? Or two people from a similar, whether it's acting.
But not often.
You don't often see people in the same, so.
Well, designers make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is my favorite. Well, this is not my favorite, but one of my favorite. I Will Always Love You. This is actually kind of a sad song. My wife played it for me the day we got divorced.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. It was very emotional, as you can imagine. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 35 of the partial federal government shutdown, with 800,000 federal workers missing a second paycheck today. Two bills aimed at ending the shutdown failed in the Senate yesterday. Automakers say the partial shutdown could delay the rollout of new vehicles as it's stalling EPA certification. The Missouri Highway Patrol says it's looking into the tragic shooting death of an off-duty St. Louis cop at a home yesterday.
Two of the officers had been to one of their homes while on duty, and then the female officer also came to that home. While they were at that home, there was an accidental discharge of a weapon. The female officer was struck in the chest.
One person is dead, 21 injured in a North New Jersey highway crash last evening involving a tour bus and three cars. The person killed was ejected from the bus. This is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friday, the 25th of January, 2019, is upon us. Yes, Kara and I always, when we sign off at the end of the week, we think, okay, this is another week under our belt, and before you know it, it'll be Monday again, and we'll be able to start all over again. Yippee! Kara's chilling at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is in New Jersey, and Jennifer's in Los Angeles, where I will be. I'll have dinner tonight, but not with you, Jennifer.
I know. I heard you were coming to town, so I had to leave town.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. All right. So what do we have, Victoria, that's trending that you think people would be they'll be talking about all day long?
Well, I don't know about all day. These setups have got to stop. I don't know about all day long, but it is something that's trending right now. Americans are using their cell phones in riskier ways while driving, and this has led to so many more crashes. It's actually, they say, this is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the IIHS. You see that all the time on car commercials. Overall, cell phone use on the road is down. However, drivers were observed manipulating their, using their phones 57%.
5% more often in 2018 than they were in 2014. So that means that people are actually putting themselves at a significantly higher risk of dying in a car crash. And they say that because there's so many more bells and whistles in our cars than there were in 2014, there are more things like texting, browsing the internet, using Waze, using navigation apps, audio, music, all kinds of stuff. People listen to podcasts. They have to connect through their phone, through Bluetooth. So apparently all of this is adding up to some really bad numbers in terms of crashes and incidents. Not necessarily the death toll hasn't gone up, but that could also be attributed to cars having better safety precautions and mechanisms too. So, but they are saying that people are being pulled over more and more for using their cell phone when they're not supposed to. I know in California, Jen, you said you get one swipe, right? Does a phone have to be mounted on the dashboard?
You don't get one swipe, actually. You can't even have the cell phone in your hand, the way I understand the law. So you're not even supposed to be holding it. So you could talk on the phone, but you cannot. And that's, the thing that's hard is for people who use Waze or who use a navigation app on their cell phone. Yeah. Yep. How many of us really just wait and hear what the directions are? How many people are always constantly driving around?
Oh, yeah, I'm always looking at it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I think that's the cause of a lot of distraction. But, yeah, in California, you can't even be holding it.
Wow. I do when I'm there. But I have
to get around.
I got, what are you going to do, chase me around? How are you going
to
know I'm driving
a
different rental car every time I'm there?
Yeah.
Well, if a cop pulls up next to me, I put it down. If I see him, remember I said a couple of weeks.
They say when they were studying people who were driving by this one particular road, which is where they were doing a lot of their research, they said one in four drivers was doing something other than focusing on the road. So that included phone use, smoking, eating, whatever it is, distracted driving.
Should smoking be illegal in a car? Drinking is?
In some places in California, it is illegal to smoke in your car. If you drive through Santa Monica or if you drive through Calabasas, that's where the Kardashians live, you'll see that on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They have an ordinance that you can't even smoke in your car.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more about not distracted driving, but more about spreading the smell of smoke throughout the city.
Is it? What about people who throw cigarette butts out the car?
Yeah, I was going to ask if that's a danger for forest fires and stuff.
Yes.
If that's one of the reasons.
That ought to be illegal. It is.
I think it's more about the smoke, to be honest. I think it's about pollution is what they call it, yeah.
We'll burn the place down. But speaking of that, PG&E is in court, not pleased with the judge's proposal to stop them from causing more wildfires. A couple of different reports this week, PG&E criticized Judge William, is it Islip? I guess it is something close to that. Alsop. He proposed... Now, the proposal includes ordering the folks at PG&E to reinspect its entire electrical grid and cut down or trim trees that could fall under the power lines. What's unreasonable about that? Leave it to PG&E, the worst of the worst.
That's too much work.
To say that's too much work for us to do. It's not feasible. It'll cost us too much money. You know what? Screw you. You killed how many people? And you're responsible for burning down thousands of homes? Who gives a crap about whether you make any money or not? They're going to file Chapter 11 anyway by next week, I think, aren't they?
I've heard that, yep.
Yeah. Liability regarding...
Yeah. They got off the hook, though. Something smells really funny about this. I don't know if you guys heard the news, but the Tubbs Fire, which is that fire that burned in Sonoma and destroyed so much of California's wine country up in Northern California, the fire was actually now said, and this is Cal Fire that has gone along with it, with the investigation. It's not just PG&E's internal investigation saying that the fire was not caused by one of their lines. It was actually caused by a private setup that was located, like, adjacent to someone's house up there. I don't know. It smells a little fishy to me, but that's the result of Cal Fire.
Yeah.
It's investigation. So.
Pretty yeah, boy. They talk about things that need to be straightened out in our country. That's one of them. Today, we'll celebrate National Irish Coffee Day. How many people here drink? We only have one coffee drink. That's you, Jen, right?
Drink it often, but I've had Irish coffee. It's great.
Is it really good when
you drink it in Ireland?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just Jameson's in coffee, and you can add a little Bailey's if you want. And I don't know,
whiskey?
It's good.
So
Jameson's is whiskey, yeah.
Yeah. Irish coffee has just black coffee and then some whiskey, sugar, whipped cream. Sounds like something you ought to have for dessert.
It is. It's an after-dinner drink.
Yeah. That's really how most people drink it. Yep.
This goes back to 1943 when Irish coffee was actually invented. Chef bartender Joe Sheridan served airplane passengers the first ever Irish coffee after the flight was turned back that they were on because of bad weather. And then fast forward to 1952, Irish coffee made it to our country. Joe Sheridan accepted a job at the Buena Vista in San Francisco, brought the recipe for his Irish coffee with him, introducing the drink to the U.S. for the first time. So we celebrate it today, January 25th. And I don't know that we get too excited. People like the, do you really, this, would you have this on a regular basis? Like, would somebody drink Irish coffee every day?
I don't think
so. I'm sure somebody could. I wouldn't, but somebody could.
Mm. Yeah. All right, a little bit of sports. The focus on baseball. Issue is the business of baseball damaging the game of baseball. I think this is very interesting. How many people, this is, you know, we're 3 weeks away? This is kind of, you want to put a good spin on something. Baseball camps open for the pitchers and catchers on the 13th or the 14th of February. So what's that? Less than 3 weeks away. Right. And then the rest of the players show up by the end of February, 3rd week, 4th week, depending on the team and where
they
have.
And so do I, because I'm going again this year.
Where are you going? You go to Arizona.
Yeah.
All right. So what about this philosophy that some have who are baseball players that are worried about the business of baseball? Isn't that true for all of these sports? The teams have become so valuable and all the ancillary things that go with it, television rights, things that they sell at the stadiums. So the extravaganza is overpowering the teams. And so the teams are at some point trying to, some of the players themselves are wondering, you know, they were told that one of the reasons that they have to, the owners have to do all this stuff is because they pay so much to the players. Is that good? Does that make sense or not?
I don't get it. I'm not following. What's wrong
a whole
with the
big
way that
to
it's
do.
Being done?
Well, some of the baseball players are getting together before spring training to try to figure out if the owners are going to pay more attention to the game of baseball, the ancillary things that go with baseball, good equipment, better coaches, that sort of thing, or is it all about making money? And there's a
wouldn't all those things go together, though?
I would have thought so. Yeah.
That seems weird.
When I saw this, I just was happy to acknowledge the baseball, by the way, was a $10 billion business last year. I was happy to just see the thought of baseball teams and spring training and stuff. That just gives me a high. Frankly, I think it's great to think about baseball. Once again, doesn't it seem like we just had the World Series, though? That's how quickly
time... Still getting over it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well. You have to get over the same thing 2 weeks from now or a week from this Sunday when the Patriots beat the Rams. Too bad.
You can't trash talk me. I actually like the Patriots. It's the Red Sox I can't stand.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Speaking of Jennifer, what do we have for television news information on the schedule for tonight? Maybe a weekend highlight or two? What do you have?
Yeah. Well, should we start with the weekend highlight or two? Because I think it's of note. On Sunday, we've got another award show, the SAG Awards. It's the 25th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. It takes place on TBS and TNT. That starts at 8 o'clock. It'll be hosted by Megan Mullally from Will and Grace. And she's promised no political humor, by the way. So if you need a break, the SAG Awards are ready for you at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Also, football, if you want to get primed up for the Super Bowl, ABC and ESPN are doing the 2019 Pro Bowl. So that'll be on those networks at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And on Fox on Sunday night, they're doing a live performance of Rent. So if you've missed that in the past, it's ready for you this time. So those are all the big weekend highlights. Now on to tonight. There's a brand new episode of Fresh Off the Boat at 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by Speechless and a new 2020 at 9. Big Brother Celebrity Edition rolls on. Apparently the backstabbing continues. The Mooch is out of the house, but everybody else is still there. That's CBS at 8 o'clock, and that's new tonight. On the CW, Dynasty is new tonight at 8, followed by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend at 9. On Fox, no new Last Man Standing or The Cool Kids, but they do have a new episode of Hell's Kitchen, so you can check that out. And on NBC, if you're into figure skating, they've got the U.S. Championships from Detroit, Michigan. That starts at 8 o'clock on NBC.
How about that? I was just noting the story. We get away from politics a little bit. Representative, no, she's senator from Nebraska. Her name is Michaela Kavanaugh. Do you know this story, ladies?
No.
Why is she in the news? Because she has a young baby, and she's nursing the baby on the floor of the Senate.
Okay.
And I just thought that there's kind of a... I think we need to normalize breastfeeding.
Did she get flack for that?
I think people just taking note of this because it's a growing movement around the country. And I think that I just thought it was cool, frankly. Whether anybody else noticed it, maybe I'm the only one who noticed it.
Didn't notice it, but maybe for women it's not as noticeable. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but I think the more we can do to normalize breastfeeding, because breastfeeding is so important for a young child, it's very important for all kinds of reasons. I just found out this week, I don't mind talking about myself. One of the things that is responsible for me being the charming, sort of strange person that I am, as it turns out, I never really connected with you. You need to connect with your mother in the womb. And if you don't connect with your mother in the womb and then continue that with breastfeeding, it really does affect you psychologically as you grow into an adult. And this is something that I never realized until I really went into sort of a deep state of introspection with somebody and figured out that there was no connection. My mother didn't have the ability because of what was going on in life, apparently. And some of it went back to her mother and the relationship she had with her mother. That's not the tale here isn't that so much as to how to underscore how important it is to have that breastfeeding connection, that immediate connection with your mother, and to that relates to the health, your psychological health during your life.
But I'm super close with my mom, and I was never breastfed. Neither was my brother.
I wasn't either, by the way.
It may not be for everybody.
It's not always.
But
with my mom, she tried. She just couldn't.
My mom tried. I just refused.
Did you?
As a baby, that's
you
the
were
story.
Even stubborn. You were even stubborn as a baby. Wow.
I'm not stubborn, but that's okay.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Being opinionated and being stubborn are two very different things.
Okay.
You lump that in together.
Do I? Calitrin, who we put together with weight loss and energy support, joint support. Calitrin is the name that's become sort of a household name here on this program when it comes to weight loss. Started talking about it last year, I think, about this time, didn't we? Calitrin's been talking or presenting their message for our listeners for about a year now. Because there are so many different angles to it, so many different people think about it in different ways. Weight loss is where it starts with me, taking 4 of these capsules every night, keep your weight in check, get rid of the excess weight. I found myself bouncing around this damn still same place I do every year at this time, up about 10 pounds from where I want to be. So on to Calitrin and using it, highest quality natural ingredients, digestive enzymes in there, and collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. That's what you use to build more muscle and also to support your joints and that sort of thing. It's a natural thing. We produce till we're about 30 and then we stop. So taking Calitrin restarts your own body's building back with collagen. So you want to lose the weight, support your body, go to toploss.com, 10% off. The free bottle when you buy 3 and the 10% off thing, plus the fact that it works. Wow. There you go. There's the incentive. Go to toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi.
Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Tori Akeelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top five technology stories of the week, as determined by Victoria's Research. Number five is a focus on Hulu competing, in a manner of speaking, with Netflix, it would seem, Victoria.
Yep, it was great news this week for people who have Hulu or people who maybe have been thinking about signing up for it. They've actually dropped their price from $7.99, which is the current price for the basic plan. Now it will be $5.99 starting February 26th. Now, this is for their this was only previously offered on a promotional basis, but now they're making this the regular price for the plan. The $11.99 per month no commercials plan on Hulu will actually stay at that same price. There's also a $12.99 Hulu and Spotify combo subscription, and that will also stay at that price. But if you want to get in on the entry level, you will have to sit through a few ads, but it's nothing that people seem to really be complaining about that much. So for $5.99 on Hulu, I think that's a great deal. Netflix earlier this week announced that their prices were all going up. Now, Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so that's kind of how they justify raising their prices, because they don't make anyone sit through any ads. But if you want to save some money and see some good content, Hulu's the way to go.
All right. Next up at number four, speaking of competitors, Google is trying to compete with Waze. I don't know if they will, but this is their attempt at doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of users of Google Maps, when they're on long road trips, they've complained that the app doesn't show any speed limits of the roads that they're on. This is something that Waze has been doing for a while already, and there are some other...
So just use Waze. Why bother with Google? Just use Waze.
Well, a lot of people don't like the interface of Waze, which it looks kind of like a cartoonish video game in a way. I didn't really like it at first. Now I really love it.
I like it a lot, yeah.
A lot of people just like the convenience of Google Maps. So now at least you'll be able to get a few extra things, like you'll know where the speed cameras are, what the speed limit is of the road that you're on. And so there are a little bit of updates there just to keep people, if you already use Google Maps, it got better.
All right. Number three on our way to number one this week, the countdown of the hot items from the world of technology, a focus on Verizon. Oh, aren't they wonderful? No. Not, but
no, they're not. This is a similar story to the Google Maps. They're Verizon is way behind the other competitors like T-Mobile and AT&T, and so now they have jumped on the bandwagon. They will start offering free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So typically, if you have Verizon Cellular right now, you've had to pay an extra $3 a month for spam blocking and robocall filtering. So now that will be included in your regular monthly bill. This will apply to all Android phones and iPhones, all the phones that are supported by Verizon. And again, it just brings them up to speed with what T-Mobile and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So it's preventing robocalls is on the top of everyone's brain. Everyone is trying to come up with more ways to filter out these spammy calls that look like it is sort of your number, but it makes people more likely to answer it when it looks like their own number. So there's no way really to get around that. But that's the latest from Verizon, trying to save face, basically.
Number two, speaking of face, Facebook is positioning itself here.
Facebook has a new petitions feature called Community Actions. And so instead of going to change.org, you can actually stay on Facebook and start a petition that way. There are all kinds of petition pages that they already have going. There's a moratorium on new drilling page, and people in Philadelphia are wanting a better pedestrian safeguards. All these local community things, Facebook has said that they want everyone to be able to use their own network of friends in order to get more signatures for their petitions. One thing you cannot do, though, is tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They are totally exempt from this. You cannot include them in any way.
Gee, I wonder why. Number one, wow, look out, all these people affected by this breach, Victoria.
This is being called a mega breach. This is 770 million people. This is bigger than Equifax. It's bigger than any breach that I think anyone's
bigger
ever
than
really
bigger
known
than
of.
Big.
Yeah, this is over 770 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. They were all posted to a hacking forum. And so the number one thing you can do, I say this all the time, but please listen, do not use the same password for every website. This is what happens when these breaches come about. All of your stuff then gets compromised.
All right, so there's the story, or the stories. Top five tech items this week. Courtesy of Victoria, the Dougster, all together here, 59 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.